Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Choosing Kindness Over Profit by Tom Miglieri, British Columbia, Canada. Wow! Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace, was out. Shortly after it launched, five of us guys decided to drive an hour north of Champaign, Illinois, to see the movie in Hoopston, population 6,000-ish. Why drive so far? Because the Lorraine theaters had a widespread reputation as having the best sound system anywhere in central Illinois. We caravanned in two cars, headed to a 4:30 p.m. showing. It was a beautiful day in May of 1999 with clear blue skies, a great day for a drive. We found the theater, a standalone building on a small town main street. Arriving at 4:20 p.m., we pulled up and parked in the angle parking across the street from the theater. We wondered, hey, shouldn't there be some other cars parked here on the street already? There weren't any, but we thought, well, maybe the matinee business was slowing down since the movie had been out for a couple of weeks. Crossing the street, we found the ticket window empty and the front doors locked. Uh-oh. Just as we finished trying the doors, out came the owner of the theater, a fellow in his 40s, with light brown hair, glasses, and a beard. He told us that the theater had stopped their 4:30 showing 3 days before. Someone mumbled something about the webpage, and he said he hadn't had a chance to update it yet because his laptop was in for repairs. He asked us where we had come from, and we told him. After another minute or two of small talk, I said, half jokingly and half hopeful, "So, you want to show it anyway?" He looked at his watch, thought a bit, and said, "Okay, sure," and showed the movie to just the five of us. We paid him the regular price, and he even let us buy pop and snacks from the concession stand, although it was lucky that we managed to find the correct change for everything because he couldn't get into the cash register. It struck me that the theater owner could just as well have said, "Tough luck, fellas," wished us a pleasant drive, and sent us on our way back home. It would have been perfectly reasonable for him to do that. Instead, he chose to open his business, start up his equipment, and show us the film we'd driven so far to see. I had no idea of the operating costs of running a projector in a full-scale movie theater for showing of a film, but I'd be surprised if the profit margin of 5 tickets and a few candy bars and sodas would be enough to cover it. I've always remembered this experience because we were treated so kindly by a total stranger.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.